Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. A doozy. One that made my stomach tighten up. Came in via email during the break. It's tough. First, this one. We'll get to that one next. Been listening for 11 years now. Or, I'm sorry. Been listening for a long time now. Love the show. My problem is my boyfriend, who's 11 years older than me, we've been together for 3 years. We work together, we live together, and we're just together all the time. Mm-hmm. He has a smoking problem. I don't care for it.
Ew.
And it's affected our sex life. I've mentioned it to him many times, and he always says, I'm going to work on it. But nothing's changed. I love him. He loves me. There's no cheating or anything involved.
Okay.
I just don't know how to fix this. Well, ultimately, he has to decide.
Yeah.
If you've expressed to him that you don't like his smoking and you've talked to him about the fact that it's hurting your sex life and it matters to you,
mm-hmm.
if he can't take that into account and explain why smoking is more important than you not feeling that way, mm-hmm. then hard decisions have to be made. I'm not saying you should leave him, but at some point, he's choosing to continue smoking over choosing to have a better sex life and having you have a better quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, well,
is that fair?
It's absolutely fair, because not only is it a health issue, but if you're with somebody, let's say it's not smoking, but every day when they come home from work, they rub fresh onions all over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It smells, right?
You wouldn't
like it.
Wouldn't last.
It would be bad.
It would be bad.
No one would like that. So, I mean, being off put by that is a legitimate thing. It stinks. It doesn't smell good.
Yeah.
So.
But is it deal breaker?
For a lot of people, it would be.
If you're talking cigarettes and they're smoking.
I assume it's cigarettes.
I assume so, usually when somebody just says smoking.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's 2024. Why are you still smoking cigarettes?
But if they were smoking when you met them.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that. It's not fair to put that expectation on them when you accepted it when you met them and now you don't. I shouldn't say it's unfair. If they've gotten to where they smoke significantly more or it is affecting your relationship, mm-hmm. obviously, then that's a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
But that's an addiction.
Yep.
Like, if I met somebody and they didn't love that I smoked weed, I would tell them, like, I really like this. It helps with my anxiety. It's nice to wind down. But if you don't like it and I love the person enough, I quit smoking for about a year and a half in a relationship for somebody. And it didn't really change who I was or, you know, add anything to my life other than the fact I wasn't spending money on it anymore.
Right.
But yeah, I just.
But if it's important to you, you'll find a way to change it.
Yeah.
I've never had to kick nicotine, so I'm fortunate to be able to say that.
It's not heroin. People do it every day.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you can do it. And there's, you know, you can do it either just strong will or there's medications you can take. Get hypnotized. Who cares? I mean, there's a million ways you can quit if you want to quit, if somebody's important enough to you to do it.
That's the thing. It has to be important.
Yeah.
All right. This one may make your stomach twist into a knot. Please make me a Jimbo. Back in 2010, my relationship of 2 years ended after I found out my girlfriend was cheating. Around the same time, a female coworker, Ashley, had a relationship of 5 years end in similar circumstances.
Okay.
We were good friends who got closer after our breakups and eventually developed a friends with benefits situation.
Okay.
We both knew we weren't ready for long-term relationships, so it really worked out for both of us. Our hookups lasted about 6 months when suddenly she decided to take another job across the country. It was sudden, took me by surprise, but I wished her well and I hoped we'd stay in touch. We'd sporadically text for a couple months and then after she moved, and eventually the text stopped altogether, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty normal.
Fast forward to about a month ago, I was scrolling Facebook memories and came across a picture of us. I haven't thought about her for years. I got curious and found her profile. She had unfriended me, but I was able to see her profile pic. It was a pic of her and a kid around 13 years old. I might as well have been looking in a mirror. The kid looks exactly like me at that age. I was floored.
Oh, boy.
I'm now married with two kids and have had a wonderful life until a month ago. I don't know what to do. Should I reach out to Ashley and catch up or not do anything? Do I tell my wife? All of this happened before we met. I don't know for sure, but my gut feeling is telling me that's my kid.
I think you tell your wife first before you reach out to this woman. I think you it was 13 years ago, well before you met your wife,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah. Be prepared for her to still have an emotional reaction to that, because that'd be a lot to hear.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I might have a baby with someone I was hooking up with before we met.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That lives across the country and I just found out about.
And then you can make the decision, is it worth it to reach out? Because if they're distraught, maybe you handle that first and then reach out. But also, she might not have told you for a reason. You know, maybe it's not yours. And she found out she was pregnant and didn't know what to do and doesn't want to have that conversation 13 years later.
But lots of people also get pregnant and leave and don't tell the person who is the father. So.
Do you have a brother? Maybe she was with your brother, too.
Oh, maybe.
That's why the kid looks similar.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
I don't know.
Boy, I'd have a hard time not. If I thought it was my child, I'd have a hard time not wanting to do something.
Yeah, if I really thought, hey, man, that looks like that's me.
Nah, blocker, don't ever look at it again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I mean, honestly, they might be complete. She might be happy that your child, the child that might be yours, might be completely happy. And maybe. It's not worth upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But even just saying to your current wife, hey, so something popped up on memories and I looked up an ex that I had. We weren't really in a relationship. Already for some people, that's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Of course. You know, even though I think everybody does that peek in to see what their life is like now at some point or another.
Let me tell you about the lady I used to have sex with no feelings.
Yeah, start the conversation that way.
But also, if y'all came, like if you went to your wife free beer because you know, a memory popped up and it was of some, you know, college girl or whatever that you hooked up with, I see you being able to go to Kayla and say, okay, this is crazy. This memory popped up and this woman has a picture. Tell me, does this child look just like me?
Yeah.
Because the timeline matches up and I need to clear this up with you first because, like, let's just figure, can we, what's happening? And I could see that being a conversation where y'all are both like, what the hell?
Yeah, we could do
but
that.
But not in a way where it's insecure for one or the other.
Yeah.
And I think that says a lot about y'all's marriage and your relationship, but man.
Yeah, just go into it knowing that it's going to be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think the good thing is it's clear it already bothers him. People are writing in, be prepared to pay 13 years of back child support. That is possible that if you reach out and you say, I want to have a relationship, I don't know how that would work either.
I mean, it would be strange if you reached out and said, I want to have a relationship. And at that point, she said, oh, yeah, by the way, you owe 13 years.
It'd be a little weird, yeah.
Oh, it definitely would be surprising.
I mean, if she knows that it's your child and she didn't tell you, then it seems like she's not. She doesn't need that child support for whatever reason.
That's a
or
whole
she
different question.
It.
Yeah. Is it her right to not tell you that you have a
exactly.
child?
Exactly.
And also, it might totally not be yours. She might just have a type.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
Well, that's the other problem. What if you tell your wife, hey, I think this was mine, and then she has to deal with that emotionally, and then you find out, oh, it wasn't mine after all. That's not going to go great either.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that'd be a big deal. You find out it's not. It might be a big, like, whoo!
Well,
all
yeah,
right.
That's true. That's
a
good point.
It might be.
Yeah, I mean, but if he was actually friends with her, like, yeah, I mean, he could see the full profile. He might go back and go, oh, she was dating a guy like 4 months after she left, and here's a picture, and he was there for the birth, and oh, it's definitely not mine. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Try friending her.
This text, that exact situation with the possible illegitimate child happened to a friend of mine. He reached out to the woman, the mother, who shrugged it off and denied it. It left him messed up a little bit for a while.
I bet.
Finally, we just kept telling him he's got to let it go, and that's what happened. They were both married at the time, so neither wanted to deal with it.
Yeah.
This text, if she didn't put him on the birth certificate, there's nothing he can do till the kid turns 18. Anyway.
Yeah, he couldn't just do something.
But yeah, somebody said it's 2024. If she wanted to contact you and have a relationship, she definitely could have by now.
Yep, mainly
that. That is another factor. Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Friends with benefits. Friends with problems.
Yeah, it's sticky in so many ways.